United States financial markets were unusually sunny in the spring of 2007. Consumer spending was growing strongly. The market for investment-grade credit was booming, and the premiums demanded to invest in riskier forms of debt were at an all-time low. The Standard & Poor's 500 jumped more than 9% just from March through May. A first seismic quiver came in mid-June, when it was disclosed that two Bear Stearns mortgage hedge funds could not meet margin calls. A Moody's downgrade had reduced the value of some of their investment-grade subprime mortgage-based bonds. Since banks held the bonds as security against the fund's borrowings, they wanted more collateral. The fund sold some of its bonds to raise money, but most of the rest, it turned out, were not saleable at any price. The value of all subprime-related debt tumbled. Bear Stearns ultimately coughed up $3.2 billion to take over the fund's positions. The experience was frightening,
but cooler heads reminded the world that subprime mortgages were a small market and the problem was contained.
Then, subprime-related problems began to pop up all around the world. A $900 million London hedge fund closed its doors. There was a run on a big London mortgage lender. German and Swiss banks announced large write-offs. Even China took a hit. Markets began to panic. In August, the Federal Reserve and the European Central Bank flooded their economies with fresh money. It didn't help, and the problems went beyond the subprime market. Big banks, especially Citigroup, it was revealed, managed some $400 billion in dicey loans in mysterious off-balance sheet entities called SIVs. Almost all the loans were long-term, but the banks financed them with short-term paper. When the London money markets realized what the banks were doing, commercial paper market sales came to a grinding halt. And then bank shareholders discovered that SIVs weren't really off-balance sheet, since the banks had usually promised to take them back if they couldn't raise short-term financing. Nerves were jangled yet again when it was revealed that banks were on the hook for $400 billion in bridge loan commitments to finance highly leveraged private equity company buyouts. But the banks had assumed that they would be able to sell off those loans in the same markets that were now choking on subprime mortgages. Banks tried to back out of the deals. Legal papers flew. The Federal Reserve rode to the rescue with an aggressive 50 basis point, 0.5% cut in the base short-term lending rate on September 18th and another 25 basis point cut in October. Order was restored. Hosannas were sung to the new Fed chairman, Ben Bernanke, and the stock market leaped. Banks started selling some bridge loans, and the commercial paper and buyout markets jittered back to life.